I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll see if Tony Zarella can match it as he joins us on the North Tulsa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sports director at the local CBS affiliate, Cleveland 19, Tony Z. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Morning, guys. I can definitely hold my own when it comes to dumb things.
Well, we'll get to some of the Super Bowl discussion, the Browns discussion here in a little bit, but I know you were working on a story and you got to do something very cool and go to Baker Mayfield's hometown. What did you find? What was the one, to all of the people you were able to talk to, what was the one takeaway you had? We've all seen him on the field. We know how good he is. But what was the takeaway in getting to know the people that actually knew him growing up?
It was surprising to me, Anthony, that even now, if you talk to them, none of them saw this coming. Even though we all know, we've seen Baker play, we know the edge that he has, what we seemingly know what drives this guy. Going back to his high school, and by the way, this is a kind of a hotbed area in a crazy way for quarterbacks. As you know, Foles is from there, Breeze is from there. They both went to Westlake High School, which is the biggest rival of Baker's high school, Lake Austin. And then you got a guy, Garrett Gilbert, who played behind Cam Newton with the Panthers as a quarterback, and he played at Baker's school. And talking to those guys, his coach, his former teammate, in fact, Garrett's brother, Griffin, who went on to play at TCU, a wide receiver, played with Baker. Talking to them and listening to them talk about how, you know, when they were in high school, they looked at Garrett and they said, okay, wow, look at this guy. This guy will probably be playing on Sundays. But nobody felt that about Baker Mayfield. And it was not in a negative way, but they just, his body wasn't even close to what it is today. They say the guy that left for Texas Tech as a walk-on did not resemble the guy we have in Cleveland today.
Tony Zarella, join us on the hotline. So, now that we know how far he's come and what a difference maker he's been and how he might change an entire organization, and he almost did so overnight, did they understand, or the people you talked to kind of have a sense that, all right, he might not have had that body, but he certainly had that chip on the shoulder, all that mentality that we hear about every day?
Absolutely. And that's a huge part of his development, because Hank Carter, his high school coach, told me, he said, the first time I saw him, it was like watching a rat terrier boss around the big bulls. That in his mind, in Baker's mind as a little kid, you got to see these photos we pulled up from his home. It's unbelievable what he looked like. I mean, and he's in his head, he believes he belongs with these guys, but his body just wasn't there yet. But that's just one of the things, one of the foundations of what drives this kid. And it never goes away. And then I believe that coming to Cleveland feeds it even more. You know, I think if you ask Baker Mayfield, I know what Florio posted yesterday. There's just no way. If you would ask Baker Mayfield right now, the best scenario for him, if you had dropped him to the lap of Jerry Jones in Dallas, or you put him in a franchise like Cleveland, he would pick the Browns, because that's exactly what drives him and got him to where he is today.
Well, I agree with you, Tony, and one of the things I brought up, it's just because I don't think we can have our cake and eat it too here, because there's a lot of people that just feel that the Browns are the Browns, and that's the way they're always going to be. In one season, that's pretty good. That's going to change some things, obviously, but it's not going to change it to everybody. The other part of this is that, Tony, that there's a lot of fans who don't trust the Haslams, don't trust the Browns, still don't trust them. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if that's the case, then Baker Mayfield could always just wield his power and make sure that he keeps everybody accountable, because he knows that he's going to be, if he continues to be healthy and plays well, he's not an idiot. He knows that he's a golden goose in the franchise, or in the face of the franchise.
Yes. With the Haslams, and I understand the Wickersham article, and there were a couple of revealing things in that. I think we all know there was been dysfunction in the past. I don't know how you can't get a video off the wall for 20 minutes. That's a whole other story. But, look, it's changing. And the power that they give John Dorsey and let him run the show, so to speak, and the draft picks he's made and the moves and the free agents he's brought in, you cannot, even if you're pessimistic, you cannot argue the fact that it's different. And I've said this before, you're there a lot, Ken, and you know how the culture has changed within that building. So even the most pessimistic of Browns fans, I mean, I have a lot of buddies that are season ticket holders. For years, and I've listened to them for years, that canceled their season tickets over the years, and they're all back. They believe in this product, and they should, because the Browns are doing the right things.
Yeah, and you and I both know there's been times in the past where I've lied to myself because I didn't want to see it because I knew it was going to go down a bad road. I don't feel that way right now, Tony. Tony Z joining us on the show from Cleveland 19. He's our sports director. Follow him on Twitter at TonyZ19. The Browns did raise their ticket prices on average 7%. Lima and I thought it was fair. Got some people who are a little bit upset. Tony, I want to know, though, what you feel about the season ticket prices, those going up, and also the future of what we are having in NFL stadiums, because there were some people thinking, boy, we're probably going to see fewer seats in the future. We're probably going to see an indoor stadium in the future, and we're probably going to see a lot of people who are there now who are probably just going to stay home in 20 years.
It's hard. I think it's getting tougher and tougher to go, to be honest with you, when you live in the world of 70-inch TVs and your man cave and replay mm-hmm. and the game's dragged out and weather and all of that stuff. You know, to go to, you know, to be a season ticket holder, to go to a game here, a game there is a little bit different. I'm not advocating people bail on it because I get it and it's exciting. But yeah, in this day and age where you get a better vantage point from your home, you know, I get it. It's a challenge for teams to sell it. I could see them dropping the attendance numbers, you know, and the seat numbers. In terms of the prices, just you ask yourself at the end of the day what you want. Do you want to be playing in January? Do you want to have the team that they're building and to be, you know, annually competitive and be right there in the mix, which, by the way, there's no reason in a year or two they can't. There's nothing that should be off the table for this franchise in a year or two. Nothing. Super Bowl talk should be there in a year or two. There's no question in my mind, you know, but are you willing to pay for that? And by the way, still be among the lowest in the NFL.
Tony Zarella, join us on the hotline. All right. You might be a little biased, although you've worked long enough in Cleveland. You've made Cleveland your home now over the past decade plus, yet you're from Boston. So where are you on the Tom Brady versus Jim Brown versus maybe Jerry Rice, Lawrence Taylor? Who's the best player ever?
I didn't see Jim Brown play. Tom Brady obviously plays the most important position. And it's funny, Anthony, I've never been a Patriots fan. I say this all the time. You know, they were such a clown show when I was a kid. And I was a big Zonka fan. I was a Dolphin fan. I'm not a Patriots fan. And when they got good with Tom Brady, I wasn't going to jump on the bandwagon. I'm happy for my family and friends that have had this incredible ride. It's unmatched. You know, we're watching greatness. He's the greatest of all time. I didn't see Jim Brown play. My dad was a big Jim Brown fan, even in Boston. So, you know, people that saw Jim Brown play say he's unparalleled. But in terms of the modern era and what they're doing, which I don't – how could you envision anybody doing this again in the NFL? There's no one better than Tom Brady.
That's kind of been my take, and obviously I have not seen Jim Brown. And we learned Mary Kay Cabot has certainly not seen Jim Brown either, as she lashed out at me for asking her. I didn't do the math on that one. But, look, you're right. I mean, everybody I've ever talked to that is over a certain age and certainly from Northeast Ohio, they say Jim Brown. National people, my whole life growing up, they said Jim Brown. Then Jerry Rice and Joe Montana started to obviously get in that discussion. And now I just don't know how it's not Tom Brady, because not only is it the success, it's sustained success in two different eras, really, in the NFL.
Correct. No, and so listen. There's two different things. If you're gonna go back to old school, it's Jim Brown. I mean, everybody says it. But if you're gonna get past that and you're gonna get into this modern era, that I can't believe we're saying this, but you can leapfrog over Joe Montana at this point. What the greatness that we're watching with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and the way Tom Brady, like LeBron, has just, you know, perfected his craft and his body, by the way, and kept this continued excellence. I don't know how we're going to see this longevity and this greatness, you know, to this point ever again.
All right, Tony Zarella joining us. Oh, by the way, when is your piece going to air with Baker Mayfield?
So Sunday night after the Super Bowl. We have the game on CBS, and then after the game, I think James Corden has a quick thing, and then we're up.
There's no such thing as a quick thing with Corden. That's going to go 35 minutes, and you're gonna hear about 25 show tunes. I do want to ask you, because it made some national news, and obviously you've been doing TV long enough to have seen just about everything. But they tried to have some fun. A producer tried to have some fun. And the graphic that aired while, at the same time, Tom Brady was at Super Bowl Media Day, the graphic that aired underneath it, they wrote simply, "Known cheater."
I heard about this.
That dude got fired. We had him on a couple of days ago. We had some fun with him. He had some fun. But is that a fireable offense today's day and age?
Not to me. This was in Pittsburgh, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, not to me. I mean, come on. I think it's below the belt. By the way, outside of New England, that's pretty much how everybody feels. I don't agree with it when it comes to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, come on. I mean, he's a local news member of the crew, correct?
Yes.
I mean, if this had been on a national show, if this had been on NFL Network during his live presser, that would be way off the charts. This is in Pittsburgh where they have a rivalry with the Patriots. I think it was kind of funny, and I think it's ridiculous the way they reacted.
I agree, and I don't know. He was suspended for 4 games. Now I understand there were extenuating circumstances, but that's the way people always remember. So we had the guy on. At least he's in good spirits. But yeah, I agree. I agree, Tony. I thought it was pretty ridiculous. Hey, we thank you. Real quick, who do you think is going to win on Sunday?
Patriots by 8.
Okay, Patriots by 8. All right, Tony. We thank you very much for the time, buddy. All the very best to you. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tony Zarella. Tony Z19 on Twitter.
That'll be cool. That'll be a cool story after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you could tell. I mean, not just that Baker Mayfield was making the rounds at the Super Bowl, just how much airtime. I mean, he is the talk outside of this game and outside of those big NBA potential moves with Anthony Davis. I mean, honestly, Baker Mayfield and the Browns have been some of the talk around the league to the point where guys like Mike Florio put him in a headline. We'll talk about another team might go to, and people are going to click on it.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be in a commercial. I'm not sure when it's going to play. I think it's either before halftime or during halftime, the NFL 100 celebration, because the NFL is going to be 100. He's sitting at a table. The preview was shown. I'm not on Instagram. Owen showed it to me last night, that you could see it on Baker's Instagram, where it's Baker and Tom Brady sitting next to each other at a table. I think Michael Strahan's in a couple other people. They're at dinner or something. Yeah, and they're all looking at something, but it's an NFL commercial, the NFL 100. So if the NFL is using you in a commercial, you're one of their marketable stars, you're one of their big young stars, and when you're sitting there next to Tom Brady,
Right. Obviously
there's a connection being made that this is the guy who's the greatest of all time in terms of a quarterback. And this is, again, the guy who's going to be past the torch, at least for this generation,
Was something artsy to it because all the players were at different tables.
Yeah.
So it panned around the room. But then it went to the two of them at the same table. Tom did the talking, but he did it to Baker as if, like, hey, kid, pay attention. I'm going to show you the ropes.
There you go. So we're going to get to see that. Other than that, I'm not really looking forward to it.
No, now you got to look forward to the Super Bowl.
I'm looking forward to that commercial, but I'm not looking forward to anything else. The commercial is always going to be a downer because if anybody remembers the old commercials the way it used to be, those were fun and everybody complains about them on Monday morning. It's like, well, no, they're spending that much money and all we do is complain about the commercials because they quote-unquote offend us. So they're not going to spend that much money to offend you. They want to make sure that they get their money's worth. So they want to make sure that your eyes are on it. So they're not going to do that. 216-578-0092. Coming up next, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Super Bowl, I have to admit. And also, the cold might have warmed up Lima's dead heart. It's Ken Kropman and Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.